Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody worrying when the shots fly high and the sirens start to ring. Ain't nobody worrying when the kids die young and the mothers are suffering. Ain't nobody praying when they kneel down low, all they doing is tying the shoestring. Ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more. The homeless have nowhere to turn when their stomachs start to burn, cause they ain't got food to eat. A lot of children gonna learn when they gotta take turns, cause they ain't got books to read. Then our babies turn to cry, started getting high, cause the job train's kinda slow. Cause ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. When the tears start to fall and you can't see your way, just will carry on, come on, just in day. You don't have to mourn, steps on the way. Cause ain't nobody.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina Yisrael. Welcome to the first day of the week. It is the first day of the week. Glad to be here. Enjoyed the Sabbath yesterday and just wonderful things that are going on. Happy to be here and all that good stuff. So I just want to let everybody know, you know, we all good today. Everything is going wonderful. We're going to have a different class today because, you know, I want to get this COVID-19 stuff out of the way and knock this out. I think it's very important, you know, that we have this conversation and that this goes the way it goes. Because I've been researching a lot of things, and I want to say this to everyone. We pride ourselves on our information that we have. The information that we have on this show, and the information that we give out is because we do our research. Not only do we do our research over the internet like everybody else, but we have doctors that are here, professionals that are here, nurses that are here, that are Israelites, that are by profession. And these people have shared information with us. We have talked information through. So none of this is just willy-nilly. The one thing I want to let you know, don't let anyone steal your choice. You make your own choice. Do your due diligence. Do your homework. If you choose to take the vaccine, that is your choice at this moment. If you choose not to, that is your choice. Me personally, I have no intentions on taking it. I feel like it's a virus. It'll work its way through. I have several family members who have contracted the virus. They have been quarantined. It went through the body naturally like it was supposed to, and they survived. Now, I understand about vaccines and how important they are if they are done properly to ward off, to build up an immunity against the disease. I have never had the flu, and I've never had the flu shot. Now, that's just me. I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do. However, I believe that a virus will work its way through. It's not like they have a cure for it or that they can give you an antibiotic that can kill it or anything like that. And from our research, the vaccine does not have the virus in it. All of this is synthetic information that they're using to try to ward this off. Now, because we're Israelites and we eat a certain way and we our dietary law is different, we are doing a lot that we can to supplement with vitamin D and all of the other vitamins that we have to help us from having to deal with this. So I'm just letting everyone know, you know, I know it's a lot of stuff out there. They always go get one of us to try to convince us to do what they want us to do. So it doesn't matter who it is or where it's coming from. Don't let anybody scare you into doing it or make you feel. You do what you feel like you need to do for you. Period. And I'm not going to give anybody any particular publicity about their YouTube and all that. I'm not getting ready to do that. I have watched several different people say different things. I'm not going to promote anybody one way or the other. I just want you to know from us, you know, do your due diligence, and we will gather as much information as we can to give it to you as soon as we can with what we know. Period. So I don't want anybody to feel like, well, Dad, you know, I don't care what so-and-so said. They can say whatever they want to say. And, you know, my advice to whomever, you take it. If you feel like that, you take it. You don't need no gang of people with you to go along with you to take it. If you want to take it, you take it. And then have at it. But, you know what, people always need an audience. You don't need no audience in a group to agree with you. Go take it if that's what you want to do for you. But over here, we just ain't going to do that. So, I mean, you know, it's whatever, however you want to look at it. And we still love you to death, but that's not going to happen. So, just want to put that out there because there's a lot of stuff going on out there. Well, so-and-so said, well, so-and-so, people can, a mouth can say anything. I can. But, you know, if you feel like that, you take it and let us know how it work out. No offense meant, none hope, none taken. You know, but it is what it is. So just wanted to get that out there and kind of lay the ground foundation. And I, like I said, I'm not promoting anybody. I'm not going to say what another group said because I'm not going to give you that kind of publicity. I'm not. Like I said, I want to play a couple clips for you to know that they are concerned about the side effects. They are. They are really concerned. And these are the doctors talking. You know, about the side effects. So, I mean, you know, I just want to play some things for you from the medical professionals because I think what the argument is like now all of a sudden everybody vilified YouTube. Oh, it's YouTube. You must be some conspiracy theorist. Everybody became experts on YouTube. Well, guess what? They experts on Facebook. They experts on Twitter. They experts on TikTok. Whatever media vision or version you use to get your information from, everybody's getting information from one of few sources. But now all of a sudden, YouTube is being vilified. But guess what? There's a lot of people. Everybody's on YouTube, from the news channels to the doctors. Everybody's there. We're even on YouTube giving information about Israel. So, you know, don't use that as an argument because we watch YouTube. It is what it is. So I want to play some of the things just real quick about the vaccine and the side effects that they are worried about. And hold on just a minute. I'm going to put this on so you guys can hear. Just so you know that it is some out there that they are watching, and I will give my my opinion when we finish playing the clip. So here we go. One moment. Let me get this commercial off of here, and then we're going to play the clip. Here we go.
This number is, of course, this ongoing crisis, and this crisis, the worry is that it could be getting worse as people start to travel for the holiday, for Christmas now. But here are the numbers. Now more than 77.4 million diagnosed cases of coronavirus worldwide, more than 18 million cases here in the U.S. Death toll has now climbed to more than 319,000. Not to ask, and that's something that was just unimaginable just weeks, maybe even months ago. But look, we've been talking about the vaccine, so much about the vaccine. Let's talk about hope. So
that's right.
We also been talking about some people having allergic reactions and some people having more serious reactions.
Right.
There is a difference here. We need to make this clear.
There is, and today I want to do a deep dive on this concept of background events because these adverse reactions will make headlines, and I really want to take you through how you should interpret them and how you should understand these news, this news when it happens. So first of all, background events. You need to compare reported events that occur possibly in conjunction with the vaccine with those events that occur at background rates, which is defined as how often these various events happen in the general population every single day, even before the vaccine. So, for example, incidence of heart attacks in people aged 55 to 64 years of age, TJ, there are about 793 heart attacks every week in this age group. Now, imagine we start to vaccinate 10 million people, let's say, a week. We are going to see heart attacks occur in people who have received the vaccine, just like we were, and in people who haven't gotten the vaccine. So part of the vaccine safety surveillance will be following these events to see if they occur in a rate that's higher than we would normally see. Just because it's tied chronologically with someone who's gotten the vaccine obviously does not prove cause and effect, and this is going to be critically important moving forward.
Yeah, and speaking of that, Jen, so how exactly will these events be tracked? How will they be reported?
They're going to be tracked, Amy, very, very closely. And just like the way we track adverse events with every vaccine, it's something called VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. Anyone can make a report to that if they've received a vaccine and have any number of symptoms or serious systemic adverse events. And then the FDA will be tracking that. Pfizer, Moderna, every vaccine developer will be tracking it very, very closely.
All right, Dr. Ashton, thank you.
All right, you guys, there you go. That's one version. Now, I'm going to give some feedback on that. And anybody else, please feel free to push one if you'd like to make a comment about that. The way that I feel about that is those are the studies that they should have done before they introduced it to the public. So basically, they're going backwards. Instead of creating the virus, having the studies, watching the long-term effect of what it will do so that when you do get the vaccine, they can say statistically this happens to people that are in the age group of 55 to 65. There's a chance of possible heart attack. But instead, we are now the study. And that is exactly how they're doing it. So she's saying that there will be some people that will suffer heart attacks as a result of the vaccine. There are different side effects that we can look forward to happening as a result of people taking the vaccine. And this is something that anybody else have a comment about that? We're going to make sure that we put this stuff on the record so that we are not being tricked or bamboozled by anybody trying to convince us to take something that they haven't done their due diligence with. Anybody, please feel free to push one. If not, I'm going to keep going. I'm going because I have to share some things with you so that we can understand what the deal is. So, I mean, you know, it's serious. I mean, you know, we got to know everything that's attached to it. And it's not that we're scared or we punks or we scared of needles or none of that other kind of stuff, but it is your choice to make. So don't let anybody force you into making your choice. Here you go.
Sandra Lindsay, an intensive care nurse, receiving the first vaccination at Long Island Jewish Medical Center in New York.
The U.S. began vaccinating the population against the coronavirus in December of 2020. The goal is to get the COVID vaccine to every person in the U.S. who wants one. But survey data shows that nearly 40% of the U.S. population doesn't want it. Widespread mistrust might have something to do with the fact that if anything goes wrong with the vaccine, the drug makers that produce them aren't responsible.
This is a remarkable circumstance. It's certainly not like anything anybody's ever seen before.
That means that companies like Pfizer and Moderna have total immunity against lawsuits related to injuries resulting from taking the COVID vaccines. Meanwhile, employers are legally allowed to require employees to get immunized against the virus.
Requiring a vaccine is a health and safety work rule, and employers can do that.
Ultimately, if we want any chance at returning to life as normal, mass vaccination is going to be critical. So how do you convince the public to take a vaccine made in record time using technology that's never before been licensed? And is anyone to blame if something goes wrong? Frontrunners Pfizer and Moderna built their COVID vaccines with a new kind of technology that's never before been licensed in the U.S. Typically, a vaccine puts a weakened or inactivated virus into our bodies to trigger an immune response. But the coronavirus vaccine relies on messenger RNA, which contains a piece of genetic code with instructions for our body. The mRNA tells our cells to make a protein, the same protein that's the spike on top of the actual coronavirus. This is what triggers the immune response to COVID-19, which then produces antibodies. Those antibodies are what ultimately protect us from getting infected if we ever encounter the real thing. Both companies have said that taking their vaccines could result in side effects similar to mild COVID symptoms, like muscle pain, chills, and a headache. Even though side effects of the vaccine resemble COVID-19 symptoms, it's impossible to contract the coronavirus from the vaccine because the mRNA vaccines that Pfizer and Moderna are making don't use the live virus.
I experienced, stiffness, pain in my left arm where I had gotten the vaccine, but it was mild.
The second dose was a different story for Batalvi.
After the injection, I had the same side effects as the first. So the localized pain, stiffness, it was a little bit worse.
More significant symptoms presented that evening.
I had developed a low-grade fever and stuff associated with that. So the fatigue had worsened. I had gotten chills.
Other trial participants from both the Pfizer and Moderna studies have reported similar issues after the second shot. One Pfizer trial participant told CNBC that after the booster shot, he woke up with chills, shaking so hard he cracked a tooth. For him, it hurt to even just lay in his bed sheet. But this kind of reaction isn't the norm. Both of these vaccines are about 95% effective, but it's still unclear how long this protection lasts, which is what worries some doctors more than the potential for any sort of long-term side effects.
There is a concern that once the immune response against the vaccine wanes, that we might see more disease, and that is why all the phase 3 clinical trials against COVID continue to run, even with after demonstrating the early efficacy.
One major benefit of the mRNA technology is how quickly it can be developed.
And that is one of the reasons why the messenger RNA technology was sort of first in line right after knowing the virus genetic sequence.
But the COVID vaccine's faster manufacturing timeline is part of what has been fueling widespread fear that it's unsafe to get the shot. Experts, however, say the process was no less rigorous than usual.
A lot of the steps that would occur in sequence in the past have been occurring in parallel during COVID, but they were not eliminated in terms of determining the safety of the vaccine.
Uni.
All right, hold on, you guys. I'm coming. Just give me 1 second. We're going to get back to it. Anybody have any questions or anything like that? And like I said, I'm coming, Brother Donia. The reason why we're doing this is because from studying YouTube and listening to some of you all talk yesterday, we watched some of the videos out there where people were encouraging other people to take the shot. Don't let anybody bully you or make you feel like you're not intelligent, or make you feel like you don't know what you're talking about, or make you feel like you're scared because you don't want to take this shot. We're putting, like I said, in the nation of Yehuda, we have doctors, we have registered nurses, we have all kind of medical professionals that are a part of the nation of Yehuda that are Hebrew Israelites that do work in the field that are giving you the information that you need so that you know you can make your own choice. You do not have to do it because somebody else is telling you to do it. Hold on just a minute. Brother Donnie, I'm open up your mic. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, sister. Shalom, shalom, family.
Shalom.
I was just, here's what they did. What they did was they closed the door on any coming up with any kind of excuse. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what can they tell you? You understand? Oh, we made a mistake, or we found that this, we moved. That's not going to give me no encouragement.
Right, right.
I'm not doing it. I'm telling you, I don't care if it was 100% effective. I'm not messing with no shots at all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, I mean, you know, I just want to take the time to do this real quick so that we know, you know, because I don't want anybody to feel like they have to do that. Because you shouldn't have to do that. This is some new technology that nobody has ever come up with before, and they are using this technology and using us as guinea pigs. So, no, absolutely not.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
You're absolutely correct. You understand? You understand? They wanted to use they wanted to test the virus. They wanted to test the vaccine on Africans, you understand, and use them as guinea pigs. But the Africans, they said, no, they're not allowing that. They're not going to do that. So now they want to give everything. See, this was not supposed to show up in such a vast number so early, because now they can't, you know, now whatever they're going to do, they're not going to get the peoples no more. They're not going to get people who's going to take the virus. I mean, the vaccination.
No.
You understand?
Absolutely.
I mean, had this showed up later on, then they would have had more people that they would have affected with this. But, man, they ain't going to do this. I never thought about taking it once they said anything about it. I'm not into taking no shots. You understand? You know, the flu shot and all of those shots, I never took none of that stuff since they came up with it. And I'm all right. You understand? I haven't had a cold. You understand, in a number of years, maybe 6 years, I haven't had a cold. You understand? I don't know how good or bad that is, but I know that I haven't been sick with no colds. You understand? And that was in the event that I'm, you know, and then they tell you that you got to take the flu shot, they're going to put it in you and all of that. I'm not doing no stuff like that. That don't make no sense to me at all, period. Like I said, that brother, a Hebrew Israelite, told him, I don't see why you're all so afraid of taking the shot. You understand? We killing one another off. You understand? We doing this and that and the other. You understand? You know what kind of sense is? What are you telling about a Hebrew? He sounds like a plant, man, a agent.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of them. One of them big guys, they call him General.
All right. Well, check this out. Here we go.
Mandated the vaccine largely agreed it is safe and effective. But one of the no votes came from a University of Michigan professor who was concerned about the vaccine's long-term impact. Paula Tutman has more.
21 experts from various scientific fields sat on that Pfizer vaccine advisory board yesterday to the FDA. 17 voted yes, 4 voted no. University of Michigan virologist and viral pathogen researcher Dr. Ovetta Fuller voted no.
What does that mean for long-term effects that cannot even be looked at right now because we just got this into people?
But Dr. Fuller wants people to understand why she voted no.
Because the public needs to understand so they can do what they need to do.
It's not a lack of confidence in the research. It's that she believes some specific questions about risks through her goggles as a virologist did not get answered.
It would be better to have more data, broader data, to to be certain that at least what we can look at, we've done our due diligence. I am also concerned, if I may just say, that with the vaccine, in boosting immune response to the S protein, which is the attachment protein of the virus, that we are now setting up a highly specific immune response for a virus that's going to be continually circulating.
The plain English version is, as a researcher and an expert in how viruses behave, she still had questions on the table in terms of autoimmunity and hyperimmunity. To break it down even further, she just wanted a bit more research before creating a full path to wide vaccinations to the masses.
I am a great advocate of vaccines. I think vaccines are a major way that we can stop or prevent infections. And that saying that a stitch in time saves nine. So I think it's incumbent upon us to do our due diligence and to release this gradually, as opposed to going from a complete clinical study to now an emergency use that offers it to millions of people.
She believes just two more months of controlled studies would answer some of those specific questions. She is aware that her voice carries weight and will, as an expert, to many who may not trust the science, the scientists, the process, or the vaccine. Her intent, however, is not to discourage, but to better investigate.
I think that was your long way of saying you're not going to be first in line to take the vaccine right now.
I would like to be,
but
I want some answers before that.
It's really worth your while to go to clickondetroit.com, where we have put the entire conversation with Dr. Fuller, because what she's saying can really help you understand the process and make your own personal decision about the vaccine.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Now, here are the professionals. These are
the doctors.
They
don't have enough data. Go ahead.
I'm saying, you got other people out here trying to scare you into taking it. Please.
That don't make no sense. I'm telling you. I would like to hear what that brother, that General Johanna, I want to hear what he says after hearing what we just heard. What is his assessment now? You understand? And Sarnetta, he was on Sarnetta's show, channel, and Sarnetta had questioned him. He said, man, don't you think that we have a reason to be skeptical about taking any kind of shots? No, and him being who he is, Mr. Big, you understand, wanted to go a step further in his, his claim to, it's all right, you know, blah, 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 you know, why we afraid and all of that. I want to know what he think now.
Right, and what has transpired that gives you so much confidence? Because the professionals don't think that way. These are
Absolutely. People
who do this for a living. And
that
these are people who are advocates for the vaccine, but not this one. So what has transpired? What information do you have that the professionals don't have that they can't get?
Encourage
Israelite community to take the vaccine? That's all. That just don't sound right. It just don't smell right. So
sound like,
you know,
Asian
like I
to
said,
me. Sound like Asian to me. That's what it sounds like. Come on, man. The thing is that, you understand, now nobody, when they come up with anything that they think is correct, people ain't going to take it. People are not going to take it. I mean, I wasn't going to take it from the get-go, but they ain't going to take it now for sure. We corrected it, man. We found out that it was Agent Orange or whatever. You understand? We're going to leave that out, and we found out that this, man, I'm not doing that. There are too many things that can't go wrong. There are too many. You got me. People is crazy. You understand? They create the problem, and now they got the solution for it.
Right, absolutely. And it has to be your choice. And the one thing about the Israelite community that I can say is that they're not advocates for the freedom of choice. Everybody wants you to make the choice they want you to make. You know, and they vilify each other because you don't do what I want you to do, or you don't believe the way I think you should believe, or, you know, you don't follow the way I think you should follow. You know, because when I first came into the Israelite communities, the big thing then was that all the Israelites was vegan, and that quote unquote is how the Most High wanted us to be in the beginning. And I had to ask the question, well, these men carried animals around with them, so you mean they carried these animals around that they didn't eat? I said, that's no. You're contradicting the word, because I can take you to various scriptures in the Bible where the Most High sent meat for the people to eat. Now, if it's your choice, you have that right to make that choice.
Absolutely.
That's your choice. But don't try to bamboozle the people and make the people think that just because that's how you feel, everybody should feel that way.
Well, in the scriptures, it tells you that you're not supposed to burden the people of God. You understand what I'm saying? So that's a burden. You understand? When they tell you that they, you know, that, in fact, you understand, them guys that went to Dimona over there, that, you know, they supposed to be all vegan and or vegetarian, you understand? And it's mandatory. They don't eat no meat. That's mandatory within their group. You understand? And that's burdening. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong.
And then let me make my own choice, because I'm the one that's going to have to deal with the consequences or not. And that's the problem in our community, is that's why we're so scattered around and nobody wants to come together, is because everybody wants to steal each other's choice. Well, you got to do it this way, or you got to believe in Yahweh Shah, or you got to believe in just Yah, or you got. No, everybody has a right to make a choice. And
absolutely,
my choice is not going to affect you at all. I have a right to decide how I'm going to believe and how I'm going to live.
Mm-hmm. You have to. Well, in the scriptures, it tells you, in the dietary laws, it gives us the choices of meats that we could eat.
With anything, whether it's what anything you do in your life, you have a right to make that choice. Once you become of age to the point where you can make your own choices, you have to make your own choices. Nobody else can make those choices for you. But we seem to tend to bully the people because we feel like it's just got to be this way and no way, or else you completely wrong and we're going to cut you off. That's why we can't come together. That is one of the reasons why we don't see any togetherness, is because everybody thinks everybody's right. Oh, I'm right, and it's the only way. No, the Most High has a multitude of people on this earth, and everybody has a part to play. And you have to let people play their part.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, I mean, you know, my thing is, if you want to take it, if your group want to take it, then take it. But don't try to convince everybody else to take it, or make people feel like that they're less than, or they're afraid of something because they don't want. They have a right to make a choice about their bodies and what they put in their bodies.
Yep. You absolutely correct.
You know, everybody do. You're going to make the choice. Now, you know, and the thing about it is, do your homework, because that's the purpose for social media and these entities that we have out here, like YouTube and all the other things, and Blog Talk Radio and all the other venues that we have out here where people have a right to put things up. It's not just the average Joe Blow down the street. We got doctors and we got scientists and we got all kind of people being skeptical one way or the other, and you have a choice. You have to be able to gather all the information and then make your choice.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But just because you say it don't mean everybody going to do it, and my thing is, if you want to do it, do it. And we'll watch and see how that work out for you.
Absolutely.
But I still might not do it.
Yeah.
I know I ain't going to do it, period. I mean, you know, because like I said, I believe, and I'm getting ready to play the clip for you anyway, that I have been an advocate of vitamin D, and people don't realize how powerful vitamin D is. It's not just a vitamin. I have a doctor on here that's doing some research. He said vitamin D is actually a hormone. He said, we thought it was just a vitamin, you know, that you could just take. He said, but it's actually a hormone. He said, and no, you just don't have it just because. You either have to get it from the sun or you have to put a supplement in your body. He said, and vitamin D works to fight against the COVID virus.
Okay.
You know, and we have to do our homework. Gone are the days where people are just going to just tell you what it is just because. It don't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just does not work that way. And we've got to be able to understand that it doesn't work that way. Because these are the things that the Most High put on the earth that's natural. And we don't get enough sun.
Absolutely. The Almighty said that we have the herbs of the field. You understand?
Yeah.
So that makes we don't have to go take no inoculations, none of that stuff. If we have unfortunately we're in America. Or, you know, we're scattered around the earth and we don't have the thing where we can do that. We don't have the herbs of the field, you understand? And I think that the herbs of the field, what the Almighty is explaining to us is that was in a region of earth, you understand, where everything was pure and everything was, because he said that when we go back down the holy highway, that he was going to make that we could eat from the vegetation that's already there. So consequently, man, that's pretty much, you understand, something that we can do and eat, but we can't do it here, man, because I think that this land here has been totally defiled. You understand? They had all of these dead bodies that they had in all of these wars. Did they bury them dead bodies? Or did they clean them up or whatever? Or all them dead bodies are still left there? Yeah. But it's been defiled. You understand? This place has been totally defiled, man. You know? So I'm not, you know, once we get back into our land and on our way back, you understand, we can pick from the trees. You understand? Eat a pear or something like that, man. It's going to be so big you can't hold it in your hand.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead,
Tumshi. No, I was just saying hallelujah, absolutely, you know, but in the meantime, it's now time for us to do our homework and make sure that we eat healthy, we cook healthy, we get the necessary supplements that we need, and we keep serving Yah, because, you know, and like I said, he will work it out one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because this vaccine will change your whole DNA.
That's what I heard too. I heard that it changes your DNA, make you sterile, and all of that stuff. If there's any chance of that happening, it will. Because it's a supplement. You understand? It's something that's made up. You understand? They made this up in the lab. So anything that you make up in the lab, it's got stuff in it, man. That could happen. If it could happen. It will. If anything could happen, it will.
Now watch. I'm going to play this for you just for a few minutes because it's an hour, and I'm not going to play the whole hour. But I want you to listen to the benefits of vitamin D, and then we're going to change the subject and move on to something else or answer any questions that we can have that we can answer to the best of our ability and be able to do that. But just how it will help you, how it works with your immune system. Just give me a few minutes, and I'm gonna play a few minutes of it, and then we'll change the subject. But pay attention. Watch this.
Vitamin D is a potential therapeutic agent for COVID-19 since March. And since that time, a lot of other people have become involved in looking at that agent as well. A number of research studies have been done, and the purpose of this is to sort of look at the evolution and the thinking of the use of vitamin D in COVID-19. So what we do is we look back even before COVID-19 and what was the evidence for vitamin D in acute chest infections, for instance, influenza, and what was the data there. And then we look at the epidemiological evidence for vitamin D as a therapeutic agent in COVID-19, and then finally moving along to actual cases, hospitalizations, And then we build up with that hierarchy of evidence with vitamin D and COVID-19 to randomize placebo-controlled trials, which, of course, are the gold standard for therapeutics. Okay, so let's talk about vitamin D. The first thing you've got to understand is that vitamin D is not just a vitamin. Vitamin D is actually a hormone. And if you notice here by the structure, you'll see that it is a steroid hormone, which means it can go into the nucleus. It can go through membranes and make effective changes. And specifically, the vitamin D receptor is a member of this nuclear receptor steroid hormone superfamily. And so as you can see here, we have vitamin D going through the membrane and affecting a binding to the receptor, and then it actually goes into the nucleus where it can affect transcriptional change. This is really important. So this is not just some vitamin that you need to supplement with. This is actually a hormone that changes the way your cells in the body actually behave. Is this idea unique to vitamin D, or does this happen with other vitamins? And in addition to that, what are some of the main differences between a vitamin and a hormone? Good question. So, you know, a vitamin is actually a shortened version of a vital amine. Vital meaning you need it to live, and an amine is a type of chemical compound. You know, vitamin D is not even an amine. Of course, it's vital, but it's not as if you need a certain amount of this substance to just keep the body going and doing what it needs to do. No, I mean, vitamin D is so much more complex than that. We used to think that vitamin D was just involved in calcium regulation, and that is certainly true. There's no question about that. But vitamin D is so much more than that. It's a fat-soluble vitamin, which means it can pass through membranes without any problem. It doesn't need to be regulated. It can bind with the receptor and go directly into the cellular portion of the nucleus, in fact, and actually cause or prevent transcription of RNA. And we've seen that there are vitamin D receptors in numerous cell types, including the cell types of the immune system. So in that sense, it is a hormone. But in another sense, you can only produce enough of this if you have enough sunlight or if you're taking this in a dietary supplement form. You can't make this without sunlight or getting a dietary form. So in that sense, it is vital that you have it. And in the loose sense, it is a vitamin. So to get to your second question about hormones and vitamins, hormones are something that the body uses to signal and to make effect changes throughout the body. For instance, insulin is a hormone. Cortisol is a hormone. These things circulate through the body, and they have different effects on different target tissues. Vitamins are more along the lines of something that you need as a cofactor or something else to get something to work. And so in that sense, vitamin D is certainly a vitamin because your body needs it in order to live. But in another sense, it's so much more than just the vitamin. So how do you get this vitamin D? Now, I know this looks a little complicated, but bear with me. The key that you need to understand is that it's the 1,25-dihydroxy vitamin D that's the active.
Okay, we ain't going to get into the medical terminologies because that kind of gets complex. But, I mean, you know, just understanding how important this is, I wanted to move forward to the to more conversations. Just give me 1 minute. Here we go.
You know, windows closed, potential for spread that way, among other potential confounding variables. Yeah, it certainly is possible. One of the things that goes against that, though, Kyle, is that, for instance, in the United States, in the wintertime, in California, for instance, Southern California, it rarely gets cold enough that you have to be indoors. But we still see an increase and a spike in influenza during that time. What is certain, though, in California, and this is where the 35th parallel sort of runs right through Southern California, is studies have shown that if you live above the 35th parallel, you can't really get enough vitamin D just by sun exposure in the wintertime. So while it is possible that there could be confounders, we're seeing sunlight exposure correlating with the increase in infectious diseases. I would note, if you look at this graphic from the CDC in terms of statistics, we see that in just the very months where we have vitamin D deficiency is where we have spikes and increases in influenza. So we've got good data that shows that a major cause of vitamin D deficiency is inadequate exposure to sunlight. Also have good data that we'll talk about that there is an association between vitamin D and the BMI. and that patients with kidney disease, just like we see in COVID-19, can lose vitamin D3 out of their system. We also have good data that for more than a century, vitamin D deficiency has been suggested to increase the susceptibility to infections. And when you look at the extreme vitamin D deficiencies, for instance, in children with nutritional rickets, they also had an increased risk of respiratory tract infections, or RTIs. And as we talked about, the seasonality of these RTIs and low 25-hydroxyvitamin D levels during wintertime has been suggested as the seasonal stimulus for these infections. And if this is so, obviously this would be a major public health factor. And as we talked about, vitamin D may play an increased role in calcium metabolism. It may actually play a role as stimulation of the innate immune system and other immune functions. As we talked about, this VDR, or this vitamin D receptor, has been shown to be present in myeloid and lymphoid lineage cells. And these are the cells that are important in fighting off COVID-19, for instance, monocytes and neutrophils. We also got good evidence that shows that vitamin D may enhance the expression of human cathelicidin, which is an antimicrobial peptide, which is of specific importance in host defenses against specifically respiratory tract pathogens. So one of the things that you've got to understand right off the bat, and it makes it a little confusing, is that different parts of the world measure vitamin D, or 25-hydroxyvitamin D, in your blood using different units. So throughout this talk, you're going to see 25.
Okay, I'm going to stop right there. But, you know, it's very important. Like I said, I have been taking vitamin D for many, many years. And the reason why, I was taking it anyway, but when I went to buy some at one of our markets, one of the ladies that was in there told me, she was like, look, this fights off cancer. She said, this is very important to have in your body. So I began to take it, and it has worked for me. That's all I can say. I mean, you know, like I said, it's time for us to do our homework. You know, I take the liquid form where it goes immediately into the body. You can take and I usually take the liquid vitamin D3, which is what they recommend, and I take it every day. I mean, I really do take it every day. So there are things that we can do to make sure that we stay healthy. And that's all I'm saying. Anybody have any questions, please feel free to push one. Or other comments, if you want to make them, please feel free to push one. But I wanted to do that today because, like I said, I took a look at some of the videos that's out there that is encouraging people to take the shot. And like I said, again, that has to be your choice. It can't be anybody else's choice but yours.
Yeah, I just wanted to say is that they said that vitamin D, you can either go, it's either you can get it from the sun, or they got a pill.
Mm-hmm.
So the people in Africa, and in that region where the sun is what's the name, they got pretty much a lot of vitamin D in their system already.
Absolutely, that's probably why they didn't run the study in Africa, because it wasn't going to give them the results that they wanted. Because these are people that have access to the sun all the time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And the name of this particular video, because it's an hour long, it is called Vitamin D and COVID-19, The Evidence for Prevention and Treatment of Coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the name of it.
We don't need no vaccine then, huh?
I wouldn't take one. I mean, you know, because
I'm not taking none, but I'm just saying, so the vaccine is not necessary.
Not for me, no. It don't seem like it is.
They've been pushing this vaccine, but if all you need to do is start taking vitamin D, is that what you said?
Yeah, vitamin D.
All you have to do is start taking vitamin D, and that could prevent the vaccine. Why are they pushing this vaccine?
That's a good question. And for the people who are sensitive to the sun, then you have to take the supplement. Because they burn in the sun. They have issues with the sun.
They take the supplement. You understand? Well, why are they pushing this vaccine? Because there's more to it than meets the eye, from my perspective.
I think so, too. I really do. I think so, too. However, it's your choice. It is definitely your choice. Nobody can steal your choice from you. So, moving on. Thank you for giving me those few minutes. I wanted to make sure that we covered that, however. We're getting ready for our prayer. All praises to the Most High Yah. I've only received one prayer in the email so far. We definitely want to make sure that everybody knows, you know, that this is our prayer. We're going to start it on January the 3rd for the new moon. Hold on, let me open up the mics. Area code 405, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom. I'm sorry. I had a comment before, you know, you were moving in on about the vaccination and the reason why. The New World Order is starting in 2021.
Okay.
And they're pushing this COVID as to get everyone on board with the New World Order. And in order to be a functional in society, you have to have that particular this vaccine, because it will allow you to go into various places that you normally would go to, even to sports events, restaurants, even maybe to grocery stores or department stores or the mall. And they already have, through some companies throughout the world, they've already got it in place to verify if you have some kind of way it's implanted in your eye to know whether or not you have had the vaccine. And so when you go to this machine, when you're entering the building or wherever you're going to, it will send out something that who you are, your ID, everything, because you won't even need an ID anymore. And it would let them know whether or not you've had the vaccine, or, you know, you had that shot, and then you're allowed to go through. They're trying to implement it where, you know, even going to different schools. Yes, they're not going to take away your right to homeschool your child, but homeschooling only goes so far if your kid's going to go to college or whatever, because there's nothing for you, you know, unless you do the home deal. And most companies will have this technology installed in their businesses, so that, yes, it's a choice if you don't want to, but you're not going to be a part of the society.
Right,
so.
And I think it's called lipid nanoparticles, and we talked about that a couple of classes ago about the nanoparticles that are being placed in the shot, because there's nothing really about the virus in it. It's all synthetic, and they have nanoparticles in it. And that's probably what you're talking about, that they're going to be able to identify the nanoparticles, you know, and that's fine. I mean, you know, it's coming down to that, but you got to make a choice.
Correct. I agree with you. But, you know, those are things that we have to look at, you know, I mean, not look at, but people, they're trying to force, that's their way of forcing you to, you know, in order to function in society, because people are used to, you know, moving around freely as they want, you know, getting on planes, getting on the bus, or just, you know, freely going through free society. And now they're making it harder. Are they going to make it harder where people are going to get frustrated and say, oh, well, what the heck, everybody else is doing it, so, you know, I'm going to do it, you know. So that's something that, you know, that I just wanted to comment on.
Eric Cole 504, your mic is open. You're on the air. Eric Cole 504. Your mic is on mute. We can't hear you.
Thank you. Hello. Yes. Hi. How y'all doing?
We good.
First of all, as Brother Donia would say, you know, what's the purpose of this? Okay. can't make it any simpler than that. And since when, like the lady just said, New World Order, all this other kind of stuff and all, since when has we ever been a part of them? Since when have they ever, since when has anything been good for the black man or the black woman? I can go back decades. So why would you want to have this stuff floating around in you just to join the club? You know what I'm saying? I can give you many examples of joining a club, next on us getting shot down, being cut off, So since when has anything you done, I done, your great-great-grandfathers and all of this done, since when has any of this has ever been?
That's true. You're kind of breaking up a little bit. I didn't hear the rest of it, but you're right. I understand what you're trying to say. I mean, when have they had our best interests at heart? When? You guys old enough to know about the Tuskegee experiment.
Absolutely.
Correct. Yes, ma'am. Why do you think we don't want to take that shot? And has anybody noticed, when Fauci took that shot a few weeks ago, he took it in the right arm. And then a few days later, he's on TV, he's holding the opposite arm. Did anybody notice that? He took the shot. I saw it on TV. And then I didn't actually see it, but my wife saw it the other day on TV. Now he's holding the opposite arm, the arm that he didn't take the shot in. So, hey, what's up with that? And then they don't talk about, we don't trust y'all. We got over 100 of years of not trusting y'all.
That is correct.
So I'm sorry. And it had nothing to do with color. Because if it had something to do with color, then here's a fact. Here's a fact of his story. Who had they always been doing it to? Who always gets it in the movies?
We always try to do right.
Try to do the Christian thing and all, and what do we get for it? Bullet, whip, need I go on? Need I really go into detail?
No.
That's all I got to say.
Hallelujah. All right. I understand perfectly. You understand? They have never, as long as we've been here, and we've been here since the beginning, have we been targeted as being something in their eyes. We never, they always been trying to get rid of us or the most of us so that they can, it's just a mess, man. But see, the only thing that we got is a trust in the Almighty. That's all we got. Nothing else that we could do matters. I really think so, Nothing else that we do matters except for the trust in the Almighty. Because he's the one that we got to pay homage to and that we got to we have to look for our Savior. He's our Savior. Nothing else happens, man, without him. You understand? I was thinking, if we don't take it, you understand, then they're going to blackball us. They're going to do a lot of stuff to us. But if we trust in the Almighty like we say we do, you understand? There's nothing. He said, out of it all, Jacob shall be saved. So that's all I'm looking at. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All praises to God. Like I said, it's got to be your choice. But with all the information that we have, and then some of my employers can make it mandatory. How can you make it mandatory for somebody to take something? No.
I would tell them, you and your children take it first, and I'll be right there by the side of you, okay? Pull up and shut up.
I'm not going to take it. If the President of the United States and all of this cabinet take it, I'm not messing with it at all, because I don't think it's something that we need to put in our bodies. I really don't. You understand? But somebody mentioned it the other day, you understand, that we have a system that blocks a lot of stuff, man, that heals us, in a number of ways. So why would we have to take that?
Right, because the body is designed to heal itself. But whatever it is they have come up with in this laboratory to create this is causing a problem, you know, and now, you know, they're rushing to try to find a solution, which I don't even believe is the solution. They just, they're finding a reason to put these nanoparticles in you. And if they use a machine to determine whether those particles are in you, then you know that's some diabolical stuff.
Yeah. During the time of the Tuskegee experiment, you understand, they told us the same thing. The same thing. And we was lined up around the corner, around the block. You understand? Taking this, getting that what was that, syphilis. They was giving us syphilis. And they told us, oh, this is the best thing since sliced bread. You understand? So, I mean, I'm telling you, man, I'm not going for it. You understand? You know, and whatever the punishment is, I'm willing to accept it. But I trust in the Almighty. He said out of it all, Jacob shall be saved. And that's all I got to worry about.
And that's the whole purpose for the prayer that we're going to be starting on January the 3rd, you know, for us to be able to really come together and pray for deliverance, because Yah will deliver, you know.
Absolutely.
And he will find a way around this, because there's no reason for it to be mandatory. It doesn't even have the virus in it. This is new technology that they got from who knows where. They've never tried it before, and then we're being used as a science project, period.
Yeah, I know that, man. No, that's right. Yes, man. Listen, they said, look here, the flu, they had this stuff, man. Everybody got to take the flu shot, man. I haven't taken the flu shot yet. I haven't had a cold, you understand? In the time period that they had put the flu shot out, I have not taken it, and I have not been sick, period.
You understand? Neither.
So something is fishy with all of this stuff, man. And like I said, man, Rockefeller and what's his name, Bill Gates, and a number of them, all guys got together, and they said that they wanted to rid the earth of 80% of the population of the earth.
Yeah.
And they've been working towards that end. Hallelujah.
Hold on, Eric. Go ahead, Brother Donia.
Now, this was about 50 years ago, about maybe more. They may have said it more than that. I know Rockefeller and Bill Gates was part of it, but it had a whole lot of them big-name guys with them. You understand? Talking about they want to get rid of 80% of the population of the earth. And so I'm looking at this, and I'm saying the virus itself is in all of the countries. So, guess what? It didn't ratchet up a notch too. Now it's mutated. Now it's worse than ever. Come on, man. I'm not doing that. You understand?
Right.
I'm waiting on the Almighty. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Area code 919. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
I just wanted to also say, remember, these vaccines are approved under an emergency use authorization. They are not licensed. They still are not licensed.
What do you mean when you say they're not licensed?
Their approval is under an emergency use authorization. That's not licensure. They're not licensed products by the FDA. They have just been approved for emergency use. So we've never required, the government has never required anyone to take a vaccine under emergency use. However, I guess employers might have different, you know, requirements, but this is not, they're still not licensed. This is just emergency use authorization. And you're correct, Diana, the experiment continues with the population as it's rolled out in the population.
You know that. We are the study. We are the study, and it is really strange that all of a sudden now, like you said, it's never been used before. It's not licensed by the FDA. They've given them emergency authorization to stick all the people in the whole world with this. This is some strange stuff right here.
I know that's right. And it sounds like that project that they had, that Rockefeller and Bill Gates and them was a part of. That's what it sounds like to me. Man, come on. Mm. You understand? They,
History always repeats itself.
One other thing I want to say is that they keep talking about the people that's coming over here from other places, other countries, migrating here. You understand? And they saying that they taking all the jobs. That don't have to happen. They got this the United States of America got uncharted land. They can put them people out there and let them fix that land up and build on that land. That's what they could do when them Europeans came here to America. They put them on Ellis Island. You understand? And they transferred them from Ellis Island to the rest of the states all over the world. All over the United States. You understand? They did that for those Europeans. They could do the same thing for those migrants that come over here. You understand?
Yeah.
You got uncharted lands here, man. People that, you know, and good lands. Come on, man.
Well, like I said, I mean, you have to do your homework. I mean, you just can't just say, well, you know, we gonna trust what they say. And then, like you said, how do you convince an Israelite that knows Yah to get out in the front and convince everybody to do it?
Don't sound like Asian stuff to me. This is what he said.
Seriously, I mean, wait, what happened?
Yeah, I know that y'all don't watch. You know, YouTube and SoundNet and all of them. But, you know, I watch them just to find out what the hell they talking about. And when I found, he said, and the heading was, I can't remember the heading, man, you understand? But it was General Yohanna, you understand what I'm saying? And it talks about something. But he's talking about, you know, I wish you guys would take a look at that. Maybe just take a look at it. Tell me what you think.
I already listened to it. I just didn't want to play it because I didn't want. But I mean, I can play it. It ain't no big deal because I mean, you know, I have it. I know what he said, but it's just unbelievable.
What does he sound like, an Asian to you?
I mean, hey, you know, that's some interesting. I mean, hey, all right. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's really some serious stuff. And I'm like, why do you all of a sudden now do this? I mean, what is this all about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can play it. I just got to find something shorter where, you know, we don't have to listen to it for too long. Because, I mean, you know, I don't want to listen.
Because, you know, it don't get the meat of the thing is more in depth into the video. You understand? You know, he's talking a whole lot of stuff before then, and you know, you don't want to even hear all of that. You understand? But I
listen
was just saying, why would he? Huh? Go ahead.
Listen at this real quick. Listen at this.
A COVID-19 survivor has quite a story to tell, and he is telling it exclusively to KHOU 11 News. Anthony Jones was intubated in the hospital, and when he regained consciousness, his tongue was so swollen he couldn't close his mouth. So we came to Houston for treatment for this rare side effect. And we want to let you know some of the images are graphic. Stephanie Whitfield reports.
After the year he's had, Anthony Jones is grateful to have a smile on his face.
It wasn't here a couple months ago.
Jones got COVID-19 in July.
Jeez.
His wife says he spent 3 weeks in intensive care on a ventilator.
They was trying to heal his lungs. His lungs was messed up real bad. So they had to turn him on his stomach for 12 hours.
Doctors say being in the prone position, lying face down, helped his lungs but caused extreme swelling in his tongue. He lived like this for 3 months.
Jeez.
They was like, I don't know what to do with it. Nobody knew what to do with the tongue.
But a specialist in Houston did. Dr. James Melville with UT Health had treated the incredibly rare condition called macroglossia before.
Actually, twice before. We wrote a publication on it, and that's how Anthony's mom found us.
Melville operated a few weeks ago. The before and after pictures say it all.
He's cured. His speech will get better and better. And I gave him a cream brulee today, and he could taste every one of them. He's going out to Texas barbecue today.
He says the benefits of the prone position outweigh the risks for critical coronavirus patients.
Now, let me tell you something. His tongue is so swollen, it's out his mouth. That happened to me. I had an adverse reaction. They said it was to blood pressure medicine, and my tongue was so swollen, it was outside of my mouth. Now, they gave me steroids and different things, and the swelling went down, but that has happened to me, absolutely.
I know that was uncomfortable as hell.
And you know what? The doctor laughed at me when he came in because I couldn't talk normal. I was like, it's too big. And he laughed. Mm-hmm. I said, it's not funny. He said, yes, it is, too. And he laughed at me, you know, but that happened to me. So
That's terrible bedside manner.
It is, because, I mean, you know, I wouldn't care as long as you can fix it. Fix it. Here we go. Here's some more. Now, check this out. Hold on. We're going to get there. We're coming there for sure. Hold on. Here we go.
On the first issue about the anti-vaxxers, I think it's fair to say that there are really two categories of people. One are the people that don't want to receive the vaccine at all under no circumstances. Are they interested in it? That's their choice. This is not going to be a mandatory campaign. It will be voluntary. There may be some restrictions that may be placed on people that don't have vaccines for travel purposes, to be able to go to theaters and other places. But that will be up to the individual person to decide whether they want to receive the vaccine to be able to do these things or not. But it is voluntary. The other group, besides the strict anti-vaxxers, would be the people that want to receive the vaccine but don't want to be the first ones. They want to see, I guess, how it's going to react in other people, how safe and effective it's going to be. And that's where it's really important for us to have a public campaign of education and awareness so people will know. Some of it we'll be learning from other jurisdictions like the UK and probably the US as well. So we want to have all of that information available to people to help them make the decision about whether they want to be, if they are considered to be in the first group to receive the vaccine, whether they plan to receive that or not.
She says you're going to have some restrictions. You ain't going to be able to go to the movies. You
that
won't be going
like
to
voluntary to me.
That's what I'm talking about. You won't be able to go to the club. There's a whole lot of stuff you ain't going to be able to do. You know what I'm saying? You're just not going to be able to do it. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it is very interesting. I was trying to find General Johanna. Hold on, let me find that because I had him right here. And I'm just going to play a small clip of a little bit of what I pulled up yesterday. And I want you guys to hear. I'm not going to play it all because I don't want to hear all that for too long. But here we go. Check this out. We waiting for the... Here we go. Okay, hold on.
Ariala, Lakumyala, Joseph, Rock, No Coward, Yonkers, Masala, Artis, Jay Tudor, Erskine, Kino, Cynthia, Eric, Real Lion TV,
Hold on, that's not the one I want. That's not it. Hold on just a minute because I found it last night. Okay, here we go. Let's do this one right here. Here we go.
Okay. And let's be real. I want to be real about something with these vaccines since the whole vaccine jumped off today, right? So I want to be real about it. First of all, everybody should take the vaccine.
Take it, please.
Okay? Stop that bullshit about this the vaccine.
Right.
Now on the flip side, I understand why black people don't want to take the vaccine. Thank you. all kinds of shit to them. So I understand how black people think. But take the goddamn vaccine shot. Stop listening to the conspiracy theorists out here telling you not to take the vaccine and all that. Man, listen. Let them run through them trials, finish what they got to do, and when the vaccine come around, don't even sweat that bullshit, man. That's you understand? The vaccine ain't worse than the crack era was. If you lived through the crack era, then all right then you know the vaccine ain't worse. Okay? You lived through the heroin era of the 60s and 70s when niggas was looking like creatures from outer space, blowing up hands and feet. Hands 10 times the size that they are. Then you ain't got nothing to worry about because you know that it ain't worse than that. Like if you take the vaccine and you blow up like a heroin addict, then I say hold up, man, you better check that, okay? But them heroin addicts, brother, that dope going in them heroin addicts, brother, is destroying and wiping them out. That Oxycontin is 10 times worse than that damn vaccine, man. That goddamn Oxycontin got whole cities went underground, got wiped out over that Oxycontin. That Oxycontin had motherfuckers laid out all over. They had to give the police what's the name of it? Is it an EpiPen? What's the name of that pen? That shit they shoot in you, that adrenaline, when you overdose. What's the name of that?
Narcan.
Narcan, that's the shit. Now imagine, the dope dealer who worked for Esau, he's sending you the dope, the Oxycontin and the heroin. You pass the hell out for damn near dead. The ambulance show up, the cops show up. Sometimes the cops get there before the ambulance. They give the cops a needle to stick down through your goddamn chest into your heart and pump another piece of dope in you to bring you back from the dead. And you telling me to worry about a goddamn vaccine, man? Please, man. You know what I mean? Stop getting caught up in the conspiracy of them damn vaccines, man. You going to spread the damn corona to everybody. Then, yeah, don't take the vaccine and watch everybody drop dead.
There you have it.
Okay. Now, that sounds like Asian stuff to me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You understand? When he saw, you know, we already, see, not one time through that whole interview, I listened to the whole thing. You understand? Did he mention the Almighty? He didn't mention the Almighty. And this is a man supposed to be about the Almighty. That's what he said. His name is Johanna, General Johanna of IUPCKWXYZ. He's the head man there of One West. He ain't mentioned Yah one time. So don't tell me you understand it. You know, and I don't see why you ain't. You're so afraid of this vaccine. Come on, man. Come
on. Mm-hmm. Well, there you have it. I mean, and they said that in Sarnetta, they said General Johanna says take COVID-19 vaccination, but Farrakhan says no.
I'm telling you.
It says, this particular one says, General Johanna is the leader of the Hebrew Israelites who call their organization ISUPK.
That is correct.
Listen what it says, don't be fooled by his dark glasses and costumes he wear. Thus, General Johanna, is an Uncle Tom who is a government implant. He teaches people to hate and respect Africans, but he promotes black people getting their babies and children vaccinated. He is now on the record telling black people to take the COVID-19 vaccination. His views and positions support white supremacy. Now, this is a white guy, I guess, that's got this on here. That's what starts his poll campaign. And,
accelerated viral evolution. If it was a natural occurrence, it would take it up to 800 years to occur. This
so,
from SARS-1 within a decade. That's not.
I don't know.
And do you have any ideas of where?
And the name of this video is called General Johanna says take COVID-19 vaccination, but Farrakhan says no.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know.
I'm not taking no vaccine. You ain't even got to ask me twice. And I said that before you even put that on there about him being Asian. You understand? He's an Asian, man. Not one time did he say anything about it. Yeah, at all.
Coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci cannot.
I don't know
about his connection to this lab. Fauci has to go.
In 1999, I was working in Fort Detrick, Sam, right there, and my job was to teach Ebola how to infect human cells without killing Ebola.
I don't know what to say.
You understand? I'm not trying to tell you what to do. But take a look at it. Like you said, investigate. Take a look at it. Let's see what you come up with.
Really, real talk. Okay, let's see. Here we go again, and we're going to go ahead on. Here we go.
As the death toll from COVID-19 rises across Europe, some EU states will begin a vaccination starting Sunday. And over in the U.S., where vaccinations began on Monday, a severe allergic reaction was reported in connection with the Moderna vaccine. Our Peyton has more.
European states, including Germany, France, and Italy, will distribute vaccine doses made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech from Sunday. Austria, Bulgaria, and Spain have also scheduled inoculations to begin on Sunday. In January, manufacturers will deliver batches of the vaccine to Switzerland and the Netherlands. But there are still concerns about whether the vaccine is effective against a new variant of the virus recently found in the UK. Meanwhile, in the US, where more than 1 million people have received COVID-19 vaccinations, a doctor had a serious allergic reaction after receiving the Moderna vaccine. According to the New York Times, a physician from the Boston Medical Center, who has a severe shellfish allergy, said he experienced a severe reaction almost immediately after being inoculated. He said his heart rate spiked to 150 beats per minute, which is twice as high as normal, and his blood pressure plummeted. His tongue went numb, and he was drenched in cold sweat before recovering quickly with treatment. This is the first reaction of its kind linked to the Moderna vaccine, as until now, reports of severe allergic reactions have only been linked to Pfizer's vaccine. The CDC issued advice that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines might not be appropriate for people with a history of anaphylaxis connected to any component of the drugs. But for those with other allergies that are not related to vaccines, the CDC advised they should still get their shots and wait for 50 minutes after the inoculation before leaving the vaccination site. Peonji, Arirang News.
Well, you heard that. I mean, you know. Whew, Lord, in the name, we got to get delivered. We have to be delivered. It's time to pray. That's all I can say. That's all we got. It's time to pray. If ever there was a time that we need y'all, it's right now. It's time to pray. And we're going to start our prayer on January the 3rd when the new moon comes in for you all who want to join us. For everybody who is associated with some sort of camp or, you know, because we threw contact in the camps. We're not going to do that anymore. We're done doing that. We send out information to them and they don't respond, you know. And if you are associated with a camp, you can let them know that we're going to start our prayer. It's going to be at 6 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock in the evening. But we're going to start it on January the 3rd and we're going to meet on a conference call at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time to jump it off, and we're going to have a prayer that we're going to pray together as a nation for the deliverance from this place and from these things. And if you would like to join us, you are more than welcome to join us. The phone number is 319-527-9197. 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256-039-POUND, 256-039-POUND. Now, this is going to be right after the radio show, so right immediately after radio show Sunday, we're jumping on that conference call. This time is for some deliverance. Really, it really is. This is just getting out of control. We got to allow y'all to deliver us from this place and these people. Because we are basically becoming the study. We are the study.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. No. And you know what? I don't know what the deal is with General Yohana and his group. I do not know. I cannot begin to imagine to know, you know, but it's going to be a lot of things people are going to see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you know, you're going to see it happen to some of us because we're going to trust this stuff. But this stuff is not licensed. This is not the FDA. This is just, man, listen. No. Mm-mm. I just wanted to share that with you guys so that we could have some sort of a foundation and a basis and see what it's not about conspiracy theories. It's about hard evidence, data, the thing
that
the natural process that you go through before you approve something for the masses to take has not happened.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I just want to see his face when he hear what the scientists are saying, or what you know, that those little pieces that you played. He needs to hear that. You understand? But that don't make no difference, man. If he's an agent, he's not gonna change. And he's so such a hard guy. You understand what I'm saying? He could hear the truth and know the truth, but he ain't gonna change. That's the type of person that he is.
Well, I mean, you know, I hope, you know, that they do their homework. I hope, you know, that they really follow up and check out what's going on, because this is just not normal everyday vaccine. And yes, we've had drugs in our community, and yes, they have done damage to some people, but not all. Everybody wasn't on crack. Everybody don't do heroin. Everybody
That's
has
good.
Never shot up. I've never done drugs like that before, so I don't know what that means. So for those people who make that choice to get involved in those things, absolutely, they probably was terrible. But that's never happened to me.
Yeah, okay. You understand? It don't happen to everybody. Everybody is not susceptible. What about all this obesity? Where'd that come from?
Exactly, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, as we look at how the society is being ran and the things that, I mean, just do a study on high fructose corn syrup.
Okay.
That's what they spend everything with now. That stuff still makes fat while you're no longer eating. After you've eaten it, it's still producing fat.
Yep.
So we got to do our homework now and really begin to pay attention to the things that we put in our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not a good enough argument about the crack and the heroin and all that kind of stuff, because we all weren't crack addicts. Some of us have never been on hard drugs.
That is true. Absolutely.
So, you know. So I just wanted to take the time to share that with you guys this evening.
Wow.
Don't forget, now next on the 3rd of January is when we're going to start our prayer. It is also the initiation of the new moon coming in. We're going to definitely celebrate the new moon coming in on that day, and we're going to start our prayer and our fasting, because we need to fast. This is serious, you know? Yep. So we just want to be able to put that together for everybody to know. Anybody else have anything to say before we dismiss? Brother Yerushalayim, if you want to give some information about the men's call on Tuesday, you can. Your mic is open.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the men's call will be every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the number to call is 720-820-1215. That's 720-820-1215. And there's no access code needed.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. And then we have the women's call as well. And our women's call is amazing. You women are missing it. Our number is 712-770-4066. 712-770-4066. And the access code is 154102 pound. You know, and we have grown so much, and we have learned so much, not only about ourselves, but about our men, our children, our attitudes. You know, everything has just been a blessing for us to be able to come together and be able to communicate, you know, and it's a blessing to be able to do that. So it really has been a benefit for me. I've heard other women say how it has benefited them, you know, and that they're really learning some things about relationship, about themselves, about everything, you know, and how to heal. Because we are truly healing, you know, and we got to just keep continuing to do what we're doing and being honest. And that helps us to get through this process of where we are.
Yeah.
So the ours also is on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. So the men are having a class while the women are having a class, you know, and one day we are all going to come together and really just talk one day. We're going to set that in motion so we can all come together and just and have a powwow, you know. And it's a beautiful thing because we have learned so much from the men. Now we have one of our women going to eventually go to their class and answer some questions that they may have about women and different things, topics. And whenever you guys are ready for that, we are ready to, you know, we have some representatives who have stepped up and is ready to do this. So we're really excited about that, you know, too. And, you know, as we lay the foundation, which is what we're doing now, you know, we're engaging in inviting other people from outside sources to be able to come in and to share. So on that note, I just want to put that out there. Shalom, shalom to everyone. You guys enjoy your rest of your week, and we will see you next week. I think the next time we come on here on this radio show, we will be in the year of 2021. All praise be to the Most High.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We're getting closer and closer to going home. Hallelujah. Praise the Mighty God. Shalom, shalom,
hallelujah.
Everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
Shalom. Shalom.